What is up, Steel Studians? Welcome to episode number 91 of the study session here with your host, Jeremy Ritz, on the Steel Study. So grateful that you're joining me today as we make our climb to episode 100. It's almost here, very exciting, and we have a special contest to celebrate that 100th episode. And if you get involved and if you take the simple steps to participate, you can win a brand new Steelers jersey. You'll get a $150 gift card to the NFL shop. So if you want that Najee Harris jersey, you want that Pat Freiermuth, or maybe you want the Presley Harvin jersey, you will have the cash to do it. All you have to do is follow the Steel Study on Twitter at Steel Study. Then retweet and like the pinned tweet that announces the contest. You'll find that right at the top of my Twitter page. And then there is a link to the article explaining the contest rules. Comment on that article explaining the jersey that you want the most for the 2021 season. And that's it. You're in. The winner will be randomly selected from the entrance and will be announced on the 100th episode of the study session. And there will also be a second place prize, and that will be a $50 gift card to Steel City. So make sure you check that out. Get involved. We want to celebrate episode number 100, and I want to express my gratitude to all of the listeners out there. So today is episode number 91. We're rolling along. A lot of news coming out about the Steelers. We finalized the 53-man roster. Earlier this week, the practice squad was finalized and there were some other moves. I didn't even mention the fact that it's Friday. There is so much going on, but I hope you are having a great day. I hope you have a great weekend and I hope it's been a great week so far. But let's jump into it. So yesterday I talked about Carl Joseph being signed to the practice squad. That did happen. He was somebody who visited with the Steelers over the summer. They were looking to sign him. He walked away without a contract, went to the Raiders, and then was released. And now, surprise, surprise, he is back with the Steelers. When I first saw that signing announced, I was very surprised that he was on the practice squad. But what we've come to learn is that once he successfully gets through the COVID protocols, he's going to be signed to the 53-man roster. Now, Joseph is a former first-round pick. He's a physical guy, a big hitter. He's going to automatically upgrade the depth at the safety position. I saw some comments on Twitter that he potentially could start. I don't think that's a reality, but I think there is a lot of benefit here with Carl Joseph joining the team and adding to the safety depth. So excited about that. Arthur Millay was signed to the 53-man roster after being cut on Tuesday. So now there are five cornerbacks on the roster in addition to Joe Hayden, Cameron Sutton, James Pierre, and Justin Lane. There still could be a move that's coming at this position via a trade, or they may have their eye on someone on the waiver wire. But it's good to see that they brought somebody else back in. And Millay, if you remember, was getting reps this summer as the slot corner. He wasn't great, but at least he has the experience. And so it's good to see that someone was added there. We also found out that there were three players placed on injured reserve. Stephon Tuitt, which we sort of had an indication from Jerry Dulac that that would be happening. Apparently, he is battling some type of knee injury that was shared by Dulac and then confirmed by Keith Butler, the defensive coordinator. And Butler also hinted at the tragedy that Tuitt is still dealing with, the loss of his brother from over the summer. There is some conditioning issues that he's currently dealing with as well in terms of his overall fitness and shape. So it doesn't look like Tuitt will be returning anytime soon, but hopefully he gets healthy and gets back on the roster because he is a critical piece to that defensive line. Anthony McFarland, we found out, is also on injured reserve, and it explains the Steelers keeping both Benny Snell and Kalen Ballage. It will be interesting to see that once McFarland's healthy, if both Snell and Ballage stay or if one of them is cut. If I had my choice and say in this situation, I would keep Ballage as he's shown to be more powerful and explosive in his running attack than Benny Snell. Some may disagree with me on that, Or is there a chance that Anthony McFarlane gets waived or there's an injury settlement? We'll have to pay attention to what occurs there in the running back room, but I did want to point out that McFarlane is on the IR. And then finally, one more player who's going to start the season on injured reserve, and that's Zach Banner. Tore his ACL last season, practiced in camp, got some snaps in the preseason games, but he's not yet where he needs to be from a health standpoint. So what that means, it's either going to be Jim's guy, General Joe Haig, starting at tackle, or the rookie, Junior, as Jim likes to call him, will be getting the call at more than likely left tackle, and Chukwuma Okorafor will move over to the right side. I am optimistic about what Dan Moore Jr. can provide. I know he's a rookie. He's going to have his growing pains, but he has shown that he can develop and grow. He's responsive to coaching. If he makes a mistake, he's able to clean it up. So I'm very excited to see what he is going to be able to do as a starter. And really, if you look at that O-line, you want to talk about the youth movement and just complete turnover. There you go. So excited to see what this line could put together. I'm not ready to condemn them as being a bad unit yet because we haven't seen them together. We haven't seen them for four quarters in a regular season game situation. So I'm excited, encouraged, and optimistic about what they can do. Sure, there's some concern there, but anything is better than what we saw in 2020. Some other moves that were made. Rashad Coward was brought back to the 53-man roster, as was BJ Finney. I'm glad to see that Finney is back because he is a versatile player that can play both center and guard. So excited to see he's going to be back on the roster. And with Coward, I think he's a player that the team sees potential in. They want to grow and develop him, so they are keeping him around, especially after all of the time that they invested into him over training camp and in the preseason contest. I still think that there could be a move made at tackle. And if that does occur, it speaks to how they feel about Banner's injury and really their confidence in Moore Jr. and in Haig. If they are comfortable believing that Banner will be back and that he will be healthy, or if they do believe in what Dan Moore can do, they won't make that move. But if they're not sold on it, you'll see them make a move at tackle, and that will be pretty telling. So that's something to monitor here in the next few days before we start prepping for the Buffalo Bills. Quincy Roche, I mentioned this yesterday, picked up by the New York Giants. So much for sneaking him onto the practice squad, and he is the only draft pick from last May that did not make the team. The Giants have a tendency of scooping up our outside linebacker leftovers, but it is what it is, and I feel confident in the team keeping Jahmyr Jones over Roche. And then finally, the practice squad was finalized. I put an article up on Thursday about wide receiver Steven Sims, who played for the Washington football team. He was undrafted out of the University of Kansas. Shifty, speedy guys, pretty productive with the Washington football team. Had a 91-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, and he had a big gainer on a rushing play for a touchdown. So he is a improved, better version of Ray McCloud. And what I think is going to happen over time, I'm not sure how soon this will transpire, but I see Steven Sims displacing Ray off the roster, that he becomes that fifth wide receiver, and he also becomes the man at kick returner and punt returner. And this guy is a more complete receiver than Ray McCloud. You could check out his highlights on YouTube. I tried posting a video on my article, but it wouldn't let me because of NFL rights, whatever, some kind of nonsense there. I did post his college highlights, but the dude is fast, the dude is shifty, and I think he's going to be an upgrade for the team. And that is it. That's the practice squad. Things are wrapping up, and I can't believe that we are almost here. It is almost time for the regular season to get started. Be on the lookout for the new Steel Study podcast coming, where I give my 2021 Steelers preview along with the preview of the NFL season, my prediction of the Steelers record, the prediction of who's going to make the postseason in the NFL, along with a lot more content. Alex Cazor is going to be on the show for an interview. Very excited to have him on. And look for the article of the season preview. It's going to be a beast. It's going to be over 5,000 words. A lot of great content there. So be sure to check it out. And just thank you for being a supporter of the Still Study, listening to the study sessions, the podcast. It means the world to me. And don't forget to enter the contest. Win yourself a jersey or win that $50 gift card from Still City. They have great tees, great Pittsburgh shirts. It's a Pittsburgh-based company. Love their work. And with that, studyins, that wraps up this Friday edition of the Study Session, episode number 91 here on this September 3rd, Friday, September 3rd. I hope you have a phenomenal weekend with your family and friends. Please take the time to rest up and relax. And remember, life is beautiful in the black and gold. Peace.